Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. What a week I had in North Texas. I was covering the Bassmaster Classic. The Super Bowl of tournament bass fishing took place last week at Lake Ray Roberts. I was there all the way through the end. Got to see it all. Got to go out with an angler, Chris Johnson, for a full official practice day. Got to go to the media day at Dickey's Arena and interview several of the anglers, the 54 anglers competing for that top $300,000 prize. And then I was there for the blast off on Friday morning as all 54 anglers took off hoping to catch a limit of 5 bass, and the bigger the better. And then there were the weigh-ins on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, where we got to find out who the leader was every day and who the winner was in the end. In addition to all this, there was an outdoors expo, a huge sportsman show that was full of exhibitors with a big focus on bass fishing. If you love bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic Outdoors Expo at the Will Rogers Center in Fort Worth was the place to be. And speaking of Fort Worth, I have to mention the classic party kickoff that took place the night before the tournament at the historic Stockyards in Fort Worth. If you haven't been there before, you have got to go. We're talking about a district full of cowboys and cowgirls, and there's a daily cattle drive with those huge Texas Longhorn steers. Lots to see, and of course, lots to enjoy when it comes to the shops and the bars and the steakhouses you'll find at the Stockyards, too. Put it all together, and like I said, it was a fantastic week, but I had work to do, and one of the things I did was talk to a number of the anglers competing in the Bassmaster Classic and basically getting profiles of these really interesting people who fish for bass for a living. We're going to talk to several of them on the show today. One of them is Trevor McKinney. He earned his way to the Classic as the college bass fishing champion. Another angler is Keith Carson. He's from Florida. He's a down-to-earth angler who fishes out of an unassuming Crestliner aluminum boat. And then, of course, there's Chris Johnston, the man I got to hang out with on the official practice day. He hails from Ontario, Canada. He fishes the Bassmaster Elite Series, and he will not only tell you more about some of the recent tournaments he's won, but also about how to pre-fish a lake for a tournament and some great advice about how to flip successfully for big bass. Oh, and if you're in the market for a bass boat, he's got a Ranger boat he just won in a tournament that's for sale. Before we go any further, though, I want to tell you about Henry Repeating Arms, because they back the blue. And as a retired law enforcement officer, this is a big deal. Now, police work is one of the toughest jobs around, and it's certainly not an easy time to be a law enforcement officer right now. But Henry Repeating Arms has got the back of those who serve, and they've come out with a special law enforcement tribute edition. It's a beautiful, I mean beautiful, 22 caliber lever action rifle that's built with pride to honor the men and women who wear a badge. And you could best describe this rifle as a functional work of art featuring highly detailed engraving. Of course, that firearm's got genuine American walnut stocks, and it is an absolutely beautiful rifle you'll be proud to shoot, to display, and hand down to the next generation. You can get a look at it by going to henryusa.com. Just look for the Law Enforcement Tribute Edition 22 caliber lever action rifle. It's made in America, and while you're there at henryusa.com, be sure to ask for your free catalog and decals too. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we're talking to Trevor McKinney. Now, Trevor just graduated college from McKendree University in Illinois, but he is here at the Bassmaster Classic. He's one of the 54 anglers competing, hoping to take home a $300,000 paycheck. Trevor, congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
So there's only one person when it comes to college bass fishing that gets to get here. Let's talk about your journey to get here. But before we do, let's talk about college bass fishing in general. This was not a thing when I grew up. How did you get into it?
You know, high school and college fishing has grown exponentially over the last 6 or 8 years, really, and it's still growing more and more every year. I mean, you look at a college tournament now, it might have 250 boats in it, whereas 5 years ago, it might have had 30 boats in it. I mean, it's really amazing what these colleges and high schools are doing for us young anglers, and they're giving us the opportunity to do just what I'm doing now, fish at a professional level.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how serious this is becoming. I understand some of the universities even offer scholarships for anglers to come fish at their college, and that this year, for the first time, there's even a combine, like they do for the NFL, where some of the college scouts are going to be taking a look at some of the high school anglers and giving them scholarships to come. This is amazing how this has grown.
Yeah, you know, I went to McKendree University in Illinois, and just like you said, they give scholarships for us fishermen. We've got about 30 guys in our team, and I was fortunate enough to go there 4 years on a fishing scholarship.
Well, hold on, I got to ask. How do you even apply for a fishing scholarship?
You know, it all starts at the high school level, and even before that, my dad took me to high school tournaments when I was in high school for 4 years, and had a lot of success at the high school level. We fished all over the country, fished literally every tournament you can imagine, and like I said, we had a lot of success, and if you want to fish in college, try to find you a boat captain and spend a lot of time on the water. Fish any and every tournament you can possibly fish in high school, and if you have success like I did, and like many high school anglers are having out there, you're going to have some of these coaches coming to you and asking you to look at their program, like Coach Render did at McKendree University for me.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the hard part here, getting into a boat to take part in these competitions at the high school and the college level. Now, this is a really nice boat that you have here. It's a Nitro, and it's powered by a Mercury Pro XS, a 250. This isn't cheap to get into. How does a college kid afford this?
You know, when I was in high school, my dad told me if I got valedictorian, he'd give me a boat. So, you know, after lots of hard work and lots of time studying and stuff, I did achieve the goal of becoming valedictorian, and he got me a boat to fish out of in college.
Dad is actually standing on the other side of the boat, and Dad, I'm going to do a shout-out to you. Well done indeed, sir. Okay. So your dad buys you your first boat to go ahead and compete in college. You compete in college,
somehow you end up here. Tell me about that journey.
Yeah, you know, I competed 4 years in college, and in my last year, I was fortunate enough to win a new boat and truck. And with that, I also won...
Hold on. You won a truck, too?
I won a truck. I can only use it for a year, but I won the use of this boat and truck for a year. And I won that in what they call the Bassmaster College Bracket. I was fortunate enough to win that, and that qualified me for the Bassmaster Classic. It qualified me to fish all 9 Bassmaster Opens. And like I said, I get to use this truck and boat for a year. So it was a really great opportunity for me.
So I'm looking at the electronics. They're pretty good. You know, they are really good, actually. And did all of this come with the package when you won, from the power poles to the bow electronics to the trolling motor to everything else?
Yeah, all of this came with it. Humminbird, they like to help college anglers out a lot. And Humminbird, they hooked me up with those graphs, the Minn Kota Altrex, the Talons. All these sponsors help Bass, and Toyota, they were nice enough to give me a truck. It's really a small world when you look at it, and these sponsors right here, like Toyota, Humminbird, Minn Kota, these are the sponsors that really help out collegiate anglers and help out all Bass.
This is your first time on a stage like this. I don't know about you. I would be intimidated at your age. Are you confident? Are you just taking it all in? How are you feeling about your chances and just being part of the Bassmaster Classic?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really intimidated at all. You know, I thought maybe I wouldn't be, but I've been fortunate enough to fish 4 Bassmaster Opens coming into this event this year. And, I mean, the guys who are fishing the Bassmaster Opens are really good. And, I mean, like Brandon Polnick won the last one. I've been fishing against Patrick Walters, who's right across from us, and pretty much every open. So the competition I've been fishing against has been really high this year. And there's only 53 other guys we're fishing against this week. So it's a 3-day tournament. And I've had a really good practice, so I'm not intimidated at all. I'm just excited to get out there. I'm ready to go put together what I've found this week. And really, it don't matter who you fish against in the country. I mean, you can fish against the best guys, and you still got to catch them. So it's me versus the fish tomorrow. I'm going to go out and do my job, and hopefully I'll get them in the boat.
Trevor, that is a great attitude. I suspect it's going to take you a long ways. Wishing you the best of luck, not only here in the Classic, but beyond. And thanks for sharing this with our listeners today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Our outdoor heritage depends on sportsmen and women like you speaking up for the natural resources that sustain our way of life. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi! My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the hornet's nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We are broadcasting from Fort Worth, Texas. Dickies Arena, that's where Media Day is taking place right before the Bassmaster Classic. Now, all the anglers have all their boats in here, and they're letting us do interviews as media members. And there are some beautiful wrap boats, and I'm wandering around, and all of a sudden I see this Plain Jane 21-foot-long Crestliner with nothing on it but a name. Keith Carson, the man who is fishing the Bassmaster Classic out of an aluminum Crestliner boat. Keith, I've got questions for you.
Man, I've got answers for you.
So Florida is home for you. We're going to start off with, why do you have a bare boat? Why isn't it wrapped like everybody else?
Well, you know, I just got this boat a few weeks ago, brand new Crestliner MX21. Just didn't have a chance to wrap it. You know, now we're late into the year. I'm going to fish naked the rest of the year, not physically. The boat's going to be...
Thank God.
But, you know what? Hopefully, I'll get in a wrap boat next year, have some sponsor backing, and...
Well, I have no doubt you will. And I want to talk a little bit about the fact you fish out of an aluminum boat. That is very rare at this level. But you have a very good friend from your same hometown named John Cox, who is a very famous bass fisherman, also fishes out of an aluminum boat. Tin boats, as they're called.
Yes.
Why do you two love aluminum boats?
Well, it started off as, you know, we were two kids that grew up in DeBary, Florida. Hardworking families, by no means came from money at all. Started fishing out of 12-foot boats, 14-foot boats, graduated a 16, 17, 18. So now we're in a 21-foot boat. We choose the aluminum because, for one, it's comfortable where we're comfortable. It's how we grew up fishing. But two, you can use these boats with great utility. They draft in very little water. So, like, for example, a lake like Ray Roberts here, where you have a lot of laydowns, we've got a lot of standing timber, there's a lot of wood in the way. A guy in a fiberglass boat or a heavier boat with a deeper V that doesn't draft as shallow, when he's fishing down the bank and using his trolling motor, let's say you come to a laydown, a log that's laying in the water, maybe it's 4 inches, 6 inches underwater. A guy with a boat that doesn't draft as shallow, he has to troll all the way around it, then come back to the bank and continue fishing. Where all I have to do is pop up my trolling motor, go directly over it, throw the trolling motor back down, and I can power over it. And small things like that affect the way your day goes. It keeps me in a positive mindset. I keep rolling. I can stay focused better. It fishes better for me.
Both you and John fish Crestliner boats. Why is that?
You know, Crestliner took a leap of faith with us. I bought my first Crestliner. It was a VT-17. I bought it in 2008 from a used car dealer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, true story. I was driving down the road in DeBary, Florida. It was an old used car dealer. They mostly sold trucks, and they had a boat there. And I just pulled in. I was like, is the boat for sale, or is it just sitting here? And they said, yes, actually, it is. Someone purchased the truck and used the boat as a trade-in. I bought the boat for $8,000. And John and I fished out of it. We fished team tournaments a lot. We won a lot of tournaments out of it. Well, long story short, John won an FLW Tour tournament in 2011 on the Red River out of my VT-17. Well, that gained national recognition.
Now, was that the one where he literally takes his boat through a culvert
yes.
to go fish an area that nobody else could get to?
Yes, that's exactly. That was the one. Yeah, he took the boat through a culvert, and the culvert was actually up. Like, he actually had to go up to a higher level. There was, like, water rapids coming through there. So what he would do is he would go in the culvert and leave the boat sit still, and as water was coming out, it would fill up, and it would raise the boat. And
almost like locks at a dam.
Exactly. So after he would do that about 5 or 6 times, he could reach the other side. It took some time to get through.
But once he did.
Once he did, 5 casts, he'd catch 15 pounds, which was a really good bag on Red River, and he would turn around and get out.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, I'm starting to understand why you like aluminum boats. Yeah. And Crestliner has a great name as one of the toughest, best quality aluminum boats in the industry, so I get that too. Now, I got to tell you, the front deck on this thing is massive. It reminds me of an aircraft carrier as big as it is.
Yeah, I've got a guy building bunk beds we're going to put in the back deck here soon. So,
now, you and John, great friends, both fishing on aluminum boats. I understand there's a short film being made called Tin Boat Dreams. Where can folks see that, and what's it about?
So Tin Boat Dreams, you guys can find it on YouTube. It's going to be under the Abu Garcia and the Berkeley channel. So check that out. They're who put it all together. Great film there. But it's about John and I growing up as kids. Neither of us had anyone in our family who fished. And it's funny because looking back, it was actually very useful. We were able to learn fishing at our own pace and how we wanted to, and we were never persuaded in any certain way of how to fish. You know, and for us, that just worked out great. You know, it wasn't like we had parents or someone who was like, hey, fish this way, do this, this is what works. We figured it out, trial and error. It was a long road, but it turned out to be the correct road, to the right way to learn. And we started off by fishing out of little boats. My first boat was a 1969 Sears 12-foot John boat.
Wow.
Yeah. Second boat was a 14-foot, I can't remember the name, but it was a little 14-foot fiberglass boat with a 15-horse Johnson on. John and I fished a lot of team tournaments out of that. We fished the Deltona Small Boat Bass Club tournament. We won a lot out of that. We fished the Central Florida Bass Anglers. We won Angler of the Year our first year doing that in 2004. We fished Fishers and Men National Team Trail for many years and did it all out of a really small boat and did it with great utility, utilizing it how you should utilize a small boat, getting back to small areas, shallow water, going over sandbars that drop off in the small ponds. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Absolutely love it. Can't wait to watch this short film myself. Sounds like it's going to be great. Another question, though. So, Abu Garcia, Berkeley, they are sponsors. I recently got to fish my first Berkeley Big Bass contest. And as you know, the rules are you have to use only Berkeley baits. And if you're smart, use Abu Garcia rods because you get more money if you get the big bass. Yeah. So I really got into using Berkeley baits and really enjoy their product line when it comes to bass fishing. Two questions. Number one, favorite crankbait.
Oh, gosh, that's easy. Favorite crankbait is the Fritzside 5.
Go on.
The Fritzside 5 is actually what got me to the Bassmasters Classic. I won an open in December 2020 on Lay Lake, Alabama. I won a Bassmaster Open on the Fritzside 5. 13 of my 15 fish that I weighed in during that three-day period, 13 of them came on the Fritzside 5.
Now, I know this is a narrower profile crankbait. I know it's really good in the pre-spawn is how it's advertised. Do you fish it with a stop-and-pause retrieve, moderate retrieve? Are you ripping it, or are you basically letting the fish talk to you in terms of how you retrieve it?
I always let the fish talk to me in terms of how I retrieve it, but I typically am pausing it, reeling it faster, slowing it down, running it into some structure, laydowns, wood, dock poles, rocks, whatever it may be. Run it into some structure, pause it, start reeling it again, and then every time, like when you get to the point where you have like 5 feet of line out and you're about to pull the crankbait out of the water, just pause it for a second. I can't tell you how many fish follow it all the way to the boat. So when you pause it just for that second, they get it. You know, I catch a lot of fish with 5 feet of line out right at the boat.
Some great advice, folks, from Keith Carson. He's fishing the Bassmaster Classic. Last question for you. If folks want to follow you, whether it be on Facebook, Instagram, or a website, how can they do so?
So on Instagram, Keith_Carson. There's two N's at the last of the name, just because the original one was taken. I'm on Facebook as well, Keith Carson. You know, check me out, and I try to post content as often as I can.
Keith, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Wishing you the best at the Classic. And if you win, I'll be back knocking on the door for another interview.
All right, man. I hope I get to talk to you again.
The Dalton, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
We're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We're actually broadcasting on the water at Lake Ray Roberts, north of Fort Worth, Texas, and it's the official practice day. Now, Chris Johnston is one of three Canadians fishing the Bassmaster Classic, that Super Bowl of bass fishing tournaments, and one of the other Canadians fishing it is his brother, Corey. Chris, welcome to the show.
I appreciate you having me today.
I appreciate you having me on board your boat. I'll tell you what, I've learned more in the last few hours about flipping jigs than I have learned in 20 years of bass fishing. But I want to talk to you about your road to the Bassmaster Classic because, you know, most bass anglers that are here, they're from the South. They're from waters that are very well known for bass fishing. You're from Ontario, Canada, but I understand you started tournament fishing at 11 years of age.
Yeah, that's when I got my first tournament under my belt. I actually ended up fishing with my father. I remember it very well, Crow Lake. We caught every fish on a pop bar and I ended up winning the tournament. So he couldn't get me out of the boat after that, and it was always a battle who gets to fish the tournament with my dad. So it started early.
I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that both you and your brother have made it to the Bassmaster Classic this year. Now, let's talk about how you make it to the Bassmaster Classic, because there's essentially three or four ways to do it. One way is if you're a college angler, and there's one of those here, if you're the champion of the college championship, you get here that way. There's the Bass Nation route, where if you win the Bass Nation championship, that's kind of your weekend warrior series of bass fishing, you can get here. But then there's two other ways. There's winning opens, and then there's the way you did it.
Yeah, so I fished the Elite Series, and there's 54 anglers, I believe, in the Classic, and 40 of those come from the Elite Series, and it goes by your overall points for the year. So we're fishing the 21 Classic right now, but you qualified for it last year. So we fished 9 tournaments throughout the season on the Elite Series, and wherever you end up in points, top 40 get to go to the Classic, which at the start of the year, that's everyone's goal. You want to make the Bassmaster Classic, which they refer to as the Super Bowl of bass fishing.
2020 was a year a lot of us want to forget, but it's one you're going to always remember because you became the first Canadian to win a Bassmaster Elite tournament. You did so on the St. Lawrence River, and you used a very special technique to do it, your electronics, specifically a live scope from Garmin. Tell our listeners more about how this gave you a huge edge at that tournament.
Well, I love my Garmin live scope. I use it on a bunch of different lakes, but that Thousand Islands tournament is as close to home as the Elite Series will ever come to me. And I have a lot of history on that lake, and I've came very close on some big tournaments and usually blew it on the last day. And this is the first time I was really able to use Garmin live scope out there and anywhere from 20 to 50 feet. And I was seeing the fish out in front of the boat before the boat went over them. Even though it's 30 feet deep, their fish are getting smarter and well-educated out there, and they won't bite when the boat's on top of them. So I'm seeing them 50 feet in front of the boat, casting my bait out to the fish, watching my bait go down to bottom and land right on the fish, and you can get them almost every cast when you're doing that.
It is amazing to me how far technology has come in the bass fishing field. And folks, I expect this to get even more crazy as we progress in the years ahead. It's just getting better and better on the electronic side. Now, in addition to all these tournaments, you fish close to home tournaments. As a matter of fact, just a few weeks ago, you won a tournament at Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. I'm guessing you were not fishing for sturgeon there.
No. Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin is the Sturgeon Bay Open, it's called, the tournament. And my brother and I went down probably 8 years ago now, and it's a team tournament, and it's one of our favorite places to go. It's one of the best smallmouth fisheries early season I think there is, and you're catching anywhere from 50 to 60 bass a day, 3 to 7 pounds, and this year we actually caught one over 7 during the tournament. But we have a blast. We went there this year, and we ended up getting a win, and it was kind of funny because I was on the fence about going to this tournament. Corey's like, no, we're going. We were in Alabama, and we fished an Elite Series event in Alabama. That night, we loaded up everything in one truck. We took one truck and boat, drove straight to Sturgeon Bay, which was like 16 hours. And then we fished the tournament, won, and we had to drive straight back to Gunnersville in Alabama. Oh. So in 5 or 6 days, that was a lot. But
that was a lot indeed. But I'll tell you what, it was worth it. You won $5,000 for first place, another $7,000 because you were fishing out of a Ranger boat. And, oh, by the way, you also won a Ranger boat with 150-horsepower Merc motor that's valued at $35,000, $36,000. It's Ranger RT198, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, and it's still in Sturgeon Bay, and we're going to sell that boat, so it's not sold yet, so if anyone's interested and they want to reach out, they're more than welcome. I know those boats, they're in short supply, so someone's going to jump all over it.
These are really premium aluminum boats from Ranger, folks. I'll be honest, I've been looking at buying a bass boat. I've been looking at the RT series. They are solid boats. I'm going to ask if you're going to offer our listeners the same deal that you offered me.
I could definitely be tampered with. Someone's just got to pick it up, but the price is negotiable, that's for sure.
All right. If you're interested in that, folks, you'll want to go to Chris Johnson Fishing. That's his Facebook page. He's also on Instagram at Chris Johnson Fishing. You can reach out to him there. One other thing we should talk about, and one of the reasons you're getting rid of that Ranger boat is because you're already fishing on a beautiful fiberglass Ranger boat. Tell us about this model and some of the things you love about it.
It's the Ranger 520L, and I've been in a Ranger pretty well my whole life. My dad got me into fishing, and we were fishing at a Ranger. And they're still probably the best built boat in the industry. They don't cut any corners on these boats. They're a little heavier, but that's what makes them so durable. You're still getting 70 miles an hour, 71 out of this with the Merc Pro XS 250. And run lithium batteries now. They're a little lighter. It's amazing the weight technology is. I got 2 batteries in my boat, which I used to have 5. So the weight is unbelievable, but this is the most comfortable boat to fish out of on the market, hands down. The stability is like side to side. If someone steps on one side of the boat, you can't feel it. And when you're fishing in a chop or anything, it's just so stable. And that's my favorite reason to own a Ranger.
And it rides great, even at high speeds on the chop too, folks. And as for the front deck, as you said earlier, you could dance a tango on this. I mean, it's just that wide, folks. At any rate, if you're interested in finding out more about Ranger, go to their website, rangerboats.com. Garmin, of course, has got some great electronics. And again, you've got to follow Chris Johnston. Just go to his Facebook page, Chris Johnston Fishing, or his Instagram page, Chris Johnston Fishing as well. Chris, you've had a good practice day. I am rooting for you. I hope that you pull out the win this week at the Bassmaster Classic.
I appreciate it. It's the first radio interview I've done in my boat during practice. So it's what, lunchtime? We've got 2 more hours of fishing. So hopefully we can find one more spot. And then we're ready to go fishing for the Classic. It starts Friday.
Well, we are, but I've got a favor to ask. Would you stick around for one more segment? Because I want to share some of the things you taught me today about flipping into the brush.
Yeah, we could do that. We got a little time.
Hey, we've got one more thing we want to tell you about here from the Outdoors Expo at the Bassmaster Classic in Fort Worth. Something really big is happening June 25th through the 27th at the Texas Motor Speedway just outside of town. It is a big expo from Ducks Unlimited. With us here to tell you more about it is Hoyt Ute. Hoyt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So when I heard there was an expo, you know, I've been to a bunch of Ducks Unlimited banquets before. This ain't like that at all, is it?
This is nothing like that. This happens to be an expo that is for all outdoor lovers. It is going to have villages such as shooting, archery, bicycles, ATV, UTV, fishing, boating. We're going to have dog villages. It's for all outdoor enthusiasts.
How many folks do you expect will be here?
We're hoping for about 60,000 attendants.
Wow. So we're not just talking from the Fort Worth area.
We're talking Oklahoma. We're talking northern Texas. We're talking all sorts of folks who love conservation, who are into ducks, who are into duck hunting. They're all going to be here, aren't they?
That is correct. We've advertised in all those areas.
Now, obviously, you couldn't do this last year. So are you thinking there's going to be a bigger number this year because of the pent-up demand?
We're hoping so. We think this is the perfect time for it, as we are all pent up and tired of being inside.
We are indeed. And folks, we are all ready to go duck hunting this fall too. So Ducks Unlimited, great organization. You can find out more about the organization itself at ducks.org. But what about this expo, June 25th through the 27th at the Texas Motor Speedway? How do folks find out more about that?
That's even easier. If you will just go to duckexpo.com, it will tell you everything you need to know.
Duckexpo.com, just another great thing happening near Fort Worth. Another reason to come down here, especially if you love the outdoors and conservation. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at CampChef.com. That's CampChef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Hey, how'd the meeting go with Tommy's school counselor today?
Well, not exactly as planned. I think we need help.
Help? Why do we need help?
Well, I asked her about paying for college, and she said that's not something they do.
Maybe it is time to get some help. Even if Tommy just goes to state college, it's going to cost at least $25,000 a year. We'll have to raid our retirement, pay for Tommy's tuition. There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way. A way where you can pay less for college, or even receive college tuition free, regardless of your income or your students' grades. A way for you to keep your hard-earned income and savings for your future and spend less on college, while virtually eliminating the need for student loans. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. tuitionprograms.org. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We are still on the water at Lake Ray Roberts near Fort Worth, Texas, getting ready to fish the Bassmaster Classic. I've been lucky enough to be on the boat with Chris Johnston. He's one of 54 competitors vying for that $300,000 paycheck that comes with the first place win. Chris, welcome back.
I appreciate you having me.
So, Chris, you have schooled me today in a lot of ways about fishing for bass. Now, you have determined that the bass are in shallow here at the lake, that the water level's really high at Lake Ray Roberts. There's a lot of flooded brush, and you've been hitting the flooded brush, but what you've taught me is that not all flooded brush and grass is equal. You're hitting the really bright green stuff and ignoring some of the dead trees, the grasses, and some of the other brush out here. Why is that?
That's what practice is for, to be honest. When I show up to this lake, the lake's flooded, the water's in the bushes, and anything you hear about on a ledge lake, when the water comes up, the fish go to the bank. So I kind of scrapped going out deep. I started flipping bushes, and then I kind of dialed in, hey, these bushes are more productive than others. And it took me a day to figure it out, but now I'm keyed in on a certain bush, and they're right in the middle of it. And it's going to be fun, but it's going to be very interesting if you get a 6 or 7 pounder in the middle of that bush getting them out, that's for sure.
Well, and I want to talk about how you flip versus how I flip and how a lot of other weekend warriors flip. So my whole life as a bass fisherman, I'm looking at these places where you're going to flip a jig or flip a tube or whatever you're going to flip in there, and I'm looking for the gaps. I'm looking to get deep into those gaps, and you're telling me I'm doing it all wrong, that I'm only going to get about 10% of the fish that way. You're going right in the middle of the cover, and I'm thinking, well, that cover goes all the way down, and you're saying no.
No, and that's a big misconception. The canopy looks thick and nasty, but guess what? Under that canopy, there's no leaves, and that's where the shade is, and that's where the bass are fishing. And when I say you're getting 10% of the bites, is if you just flip to the edge or cast a bait along the edge, you might get the odd one. But if you throw in the middle of that stuff, that's where they live, and you got to go in to get them. And it's a little scary at times because you get a bite in there, and you don't know if you're going to get them out, but hey, you never would have got a crack at them if you didn't throw in there.
The other thing that I've learned from you today is, you know, we're pre-fishing this tournament, and we've covered a lot of ground, and you are finding places that you call high percentage places. So in the past, when I pre-fished tournaments, I'll find an area, and I'll fish the area, and I'll get a few bites, and it's like, we're coming back to this area tomorrow, and I'll fish the whole area. But you break it down much more precise than that, don't you?
Yeah, so what we're doing today is exactly what you said, high percentage, and that is, let's say you got a 1 mile stretch of flooded bushes. Well, in that stretch, if I get one section that's 100 yards long and get 2 or 3 bites, there's usually a reason for it, whether it's different brush, a point, something different. So what I want to do is find those high percentage areas and not have to fish the mile to get the 3 or 4 bites. Yeah, I might get one if I fish the whole mile, one more bite, but I can't waste time. So I'm just going to fish that 100-yard stretch, and then hopefully I got about 40 of those to fish throughout the tournament. So when I'm fishing, I should always be around fish. And this tournament I think it's going to be a numbers game. So you got to go through as many fish as you can, and eventually you're going to get one of those Ray Roberts giants. So I just got to hope to get a couple of big bites in the tournament. I know I'm going to get some 1, 2, 3 pounders, but you need two of those kickers, I think, to compete.
And there's something else about pre-fishing that you're doing here. You've hooked, actually. I'm not even going to say hooked. You've gotten a lot of bites from fish today in these high percentage areas. You know, I mean, when we started off, you went an hour and a half without a single strike. But then, like you said, you started finding these areas. You started marking them so you can go back to them. But when I say you're getting bit, but you're not hooking them, you don't even have a hook on the end of your line. Why is that?
Well, I don't want to win practice, let's say that. And that's a big joke, because someone shows up and say, oh, I caught a 5, a 7 in practice. Well, you're not going to catch those in the tournament. So these fish live in these bushes. So I don't have a hook on. We've got maybe 15 bites today, and a couple of them felt decent. Some of them were small. But I don't want to risk hooking 1 6-pounder today that I might catch Friday during the tournament. So you want all the odds in your favor, and I really don't need to hook them today. I know some of them are going to be decent. So I just, like I said, it's going to be a numbers game, and I need every one of those fish in the tournament, so I don't want to catch them today.
And for those people who are wondering, you know, when you actually hook a fish, how long does it take for that fish to actually want to bite again, and does it change their behavior? Does it make them move?
I think it does, and not always. I would say 2 to 3 days, that fish might bite a lure again, but it might not bite the same lure. And after you hook it in the brush, it might move 100 yards. It might go suspend on timber. It's not going to stay in that spot. And some will, don't get me wrong, but the majority are going to leave or do something different because they just got a hook in their face. So we're not trying to do that in practice. We're going to have the fun Friday when I put a hook back on that bait.
And I guess we're going to end with this. What is your go-to bait going to be? I'm guessing it's going to be a variation of what you're using today.
Yeah, so right now I'm flipping a 3/8 ounce tungsten weight with it's a creature bait. I'm using a Strike King Rage Bug right now. And I don't think it's so much the bait is as important as where you're putting it. I think I could flip a jig, but I just don't want to get hung up in the brush as much. And you could flip kind of any creature bait in there, color, any natural green pumpkin, and I think they'll eat it. Just got to put it in front of them.
Well, and I'll tell you one more thing, folks. Having watched Chris for the last few hours from the back of the boat, I have never seen anybody more proficient at flipping than Chris is, and I've never seen anybody make more casts too. Unlike, hello fish, excuse us there, fish jumped right next to the boat. Unlike a lot of anglers who will, you know, fish out of the brush and then keep fishing a little bit more, hoping that something's following, hoping that you'll, you know, make that fall and that maybe there's something on the edge. As soon as you get out of the brush, you're back in the boat and casting again.
Yeah, and like I said, that all comes down to the numbers game. I'm going to flip as many times as I can and put my bait in the high percentage area. I'll shake it 2 or 3 times. I'll hit the next pocket. And you might get one fish, extra fish throughout the day if you drag it all the way back to the boat. But if I make 500 more casts, I'm going to get a lot more bites. Just it's a numbers thing. So that's how I fish. I grew up doing this flipping thing, and like this is how I grew up and learned to fish. So I'm hoping to have some fun.
Well, I know I'm certainly rooting for you, and I'd like to thank you as a young man for teaching this old dog angler some new tricks. Folks, if you want to follow Chris Johnson, go to his Facebook page at Chris Johnson Fishing. You'll find him on Instagram as well at Chris Johnson Fishing too. Chris, once again, we are wishing you the best. Good luck during the Classic.
I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on the show.
Now, Chris, as a tournament angler, he releases all of the bass he catches. But you know, bass aren't bad eating, especially smallmouth bass. They're actually quite tasty. And if you haven't had smallmouth bass before, you ought to try some. But if you're going to eat some, you're going to have to fillet them. And if you're going to fillet them, you're going to have a sharp fillet knife. And that's where WorkSharp comes in. They're the ones that make those knife sharpeners and tool sharpeners that you find in stores all over North America. Department stores, hardware stores, farm and ranch stores, sporting goods stores, and if you can't find them there, you can always find their manual and electric sharpeners online anytime at WorkSharpTools.com. We've interviewed several bass pros today, and you're probably wondering how they did in the Classic. The Classic is done and over with at this point. It ended last Sunday, and I can tell you Chris Johnston, he had a great Classic. He ended up in 8th place. His brother Corey came in at 11th place out of 54 anglers, and Chris, he took home a $21,000 paycheck. As for Trevor McKinney, that college bass champion, he was not intimidated by the more seasoned bass pros fishing the Classic. He fished pretty well the first 2 days, catching 19 pounds, 9 ounces of bass on Friday and Saturday, which put him in the middle of the pack, but it wasn't enough to make the cut for the final 25 that got to fish on Sunday, the final day of the Bassmaster Classic. As for Keith Carson, that town-to-earth angler fishing out of that Plain Jane Crestliner, well, he had a rough first-time Bassmaster Classic. He finished in 49th place with 12 pounds, 6 ounces over 2 days. But you know what? He still got to stand on that stage in front of thousands of fans at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, Texas. And even at 49th place, he is one of the very best bass anglers in the nation, something I think a lot of us would love to do whether we finished first or last. As for the first place winner, that was Hank Cherry, the man from North Carolina who won it all last year. Yes, he won it again this year, also fishing close to shore along the riprap of the reservoir dam and along a lot of that brush on the lake a lot of other anglers were fishing. Hank ended up catching just under 51 pounds of bass over 3 days, a 17 pound per day average, and that earned him not only his second consecutive Bassmaster Classic title, but also a first place paycheck of $300,000. Now, if you want to find out more about the Bassmaster Classic, go to their website at bassmaster.com. And should the Bassmaster Classic be coming to a venue anywhere close to you, I'd really recommend attending. It is an incredible experience. Can't recommend it enough. We've got to go, but don't worry. We'll have more audio for you next week from the Bassmaster Classic. Until next time, here's hoping you are blessed and that you'll be able to spend some time on the water or in the woods this week. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Journalism allows its readers to witness history. Fiction gives its readers an opportunity to live it. John Hersey.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Our episode today is about journalism. This is another common character archetype to have in stories, and joining us today is Julia Avery, a local journalist.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So tell us about yourself and your work.
I actually just finished at KRCR, the local ABC station in Reading, just last week. I did report at a station before that for a couple of years, so I have about 5 years of experience now in local news.
How did you get into journalism?
It originally started I wanted to do sports. I realized how difficult that is, especially for a woman. I went into journalism in college to do that. But once I started learning about the impact that news has, I really got passionate about it and took a whole different direction.
Do you have an inspiration that helped you decide that journalism was going to be your future?
I don't have someone when I first started, but I did an internship in college, and there was a photographer. He had gone to Africa when he was younger, and he had covered the whole unrest there. And he told me this story about how they were actually stoning a woman. He would have been likely stoned too if he was caught filming it, so he kept his camera underneath a jacket, and he got some video and took it back and sent it back. And he said the next day, the president was showing the video and talking about it and saying how they're going to go in and try and help. I'll never forget that story because I just thought, wow, this one guy who went out on a limb and risked his life to get some video possibly saved lives and got the attention of America to be able to do something and try and help them. So that's one inspiration I think about all the time.
So especially in today's world, people have a very distinct idea of what it is to be a journalist. They either picture, you know, what you said, the mainstream media and the accusations of bias and whatever. And then you also have the other side where everybody just pictures Ron Burgundy from Anchorman.
Yes.
Are either of those true when it comes to local journalists?
So I would say no.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says she will not be voting for the infrastructure compromise.
Blackburn says even the moderate compromise infrastructure bill fails to focus enough on real infrastructure needs like good highways.
We have personal cars and trucks, and we're a logistics state with a lot of heavy haul.
Senator Blackburn accusing the Democrats of trying to push what she calls a complete redefinition of what infrastructure is.
People want to see roads and bridges repaired. They want to see rivers cleared.
Senator Blackburn was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says many Democrats oppose reaching a compromise plan, and some of those opponents are close to the president.
The Senate, bipartisan senators, could get this job done, but somebody behind the curtain in the White House is keeping us from making any progress on it.
An explosion rocked a munitions factory in central Serbia Saturday evening local time. It's the second such incident this month, injuring at least three workers. The powerful explosion around 8 p.m. was followed by several smaller blasts, several workers slightly injured and treated at a local hospital. A terrible week on Wall Street. The Dow closed Friday with a loss of more than 500 points, its worst since 2020.
The Dow finished this week down 3.5%, its steepest five-day loss since October. The S&P 500 index closed with a loss of 1.3% Friday, and the NASDAQ closed down 0.9%. While all three indices are still well above their starting points in 2021, the three consecutive days of losses have brought them below record highs set earlier this year. Stocks have fallen steadily since Wednesday after the Federal Reserve upgraded its median projection of annual inflation to 3.4% from 2.4%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A judge in Kansas is beginning to evict tenants who are behind on rent, this in advance of a federal moratorium that expires at the end of the month.
The move by Johnson County Magistrate Daniel Vokens comes in advance of a federal moratorium that expires at the end of the month. Vokens telling an eviction hearing he doesn't think the moratorium that was issued last year by the CDC is, quote, enforceable. With it set to expire, more than 4 million people nationally say they fear being evicted or foreclosed upon. Kansas had its own eviction moratorium, but it expired May 28th. Jason Walker reporting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has solemnly sworn to navigate his country out of a deepening economic troubles as he concluded a major ruling party meeting. He acknowledged food shortages and he urged officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation with the U.S. More at townhall.com. A 12-year-old boy taken to a hospital Friday after being bitten by a shark.
The attack happened at a beach along the state's central Atlantic coast. The boy was the second youth his age to be attacked in the county this week. The boy bitten Friday was standing in waist-deep water at Bethune Beach when he was bitten on his left arm. Officials said he never saw the shark. Earlier the week, another 12-year-old was bitten on a leg by a shark at nearby New Smyrna Beach. The 71-year-old man was attacked at the same beach on the same day. Patrick Foss reporting.
A federal judge has ruled for Florida in a lawsuit challenging the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention order, making it difficult for cruise ships to sail during the coronavirus pandemic. The judge wrote in a decision Friday that Florida would be harmed if the CDC order effectively blocking most cruises were to continue. Check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hey, everybody, I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. So, does your terrier have you terrified? Is your feral feline acting a little fearful? Is your shih tzu a little shy? Well, if you love animals, and I know you do, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really, really understand how your dogs and cats think, stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. Yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you really want to know why your dog is humping everything in sight, your cat scratched your favorite chair, stopped using the litter box, you take your dog for a walk, he sees another dog and he turns into Cujo, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. And if you happen to be a new listener to The Pet Show, or even a regular listener to The Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls the show and gets to speak to me live will get a fabulous, fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And listen, I'm not giving away biscuits. Some of the items I give away, thanks to my sponsors, are $25, $35, $45, even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions. And at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. And by the way, you don't have to tell them I sent it. You can tell them you purchased it yourself. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through, 877-725-8255. Let me tell you what is planned for today's show, but by now you guys know your questions, your comments are my priority. This is what I'm going to try to share with you. You know, some people believe animals can read our minds, but can we do the same? You don't have to be a pet psychic to be able to know what your pet is thinking. Coming up, how to read your pet's mind. Also coming up, why do your cats really need? It may not be what you think. In fact, cats usually need on their favorite people. Cat needing, the real reasons coming up on The Pet Show. And if that wasn't enough for the show, listen to me now. Also on the agenda, heroic rats, how to remove ticks, reverse sneezing, and how can anyone live without eating cookies that aren't looking like their dog or cat? Yes, cookies made to look like your pet, all that coming up on The Pet Show. Again, that phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for all your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, your dog's not housebroken, suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, your dog is chasing everything, hates other dogs, cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog honestly believes that anything that moves and a few things that don't, he has to hump, now it's a great time to give me a call. And if you get through to me live, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through on this Father's Day. I'll talk to you a little bit about my father coming up a little bit later. But if your father was a big animal lover, I'd love to hear those stories as well. In fact, the question of the day is, do you know what your dog or cat is thinking? Do you know what your dog or cat is thinking? I believe you don't have to be a pet psychic, but do you honestly know what your dog or cat is thinking, or do you believe they know what you're thinking? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend in beautiful Mamaroneck, New York. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Too bad. Hello, a year Susan. Ago, so I figured it's okay to call again.
Yeah, you know, Susan, just because you live in Mamaroneck and I'm in Santa Monica, California, I probably know Mamaroneck as well as you do.
You probably know better than I've been here about 20 years, so you probably know better.
I used to spend half of my time in Mamaroneck training dogs and more helping people with their cats. Love that whole area. I remember driving down the freeway back to Long Island. Looking to me, I'm in California too long. Driving down the freeway. I was driving down the highway, I guess we would call it, and I remember counting Parkway. There you go. Thank you, Al.
Oh.
Driving down the Parkway, and I remember counting all the woodchucks along the side of the road in Mamaroneck.
Do you know Walter's Hot Dog?
I do.
Oh, yeah, that's a landmark here.
I don't eat hot dogs, but I know exactly where it is. Anyway, what can I do to help you out, Susan?
Well, I don't have a question, but I have a comment.
Sure, go ahead.
I know. I know what my cat's thinking 99% of the time. It's always the same thing.
What is he thinking?
His name is Shotzi, and that's a very nice name because he
Shotzi. Shotzi means sweetheart in German,
yes.
Sure.
That's right. He's thinking, that mommy of mine is a pest. She's always hugging me, petting me, kissing me. I wish she would stop already.
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because my two guys, Molly and Willie, sometimes I'm hugging and kissing them 24/7 and looking at me, all right, enough, Pop. Enough.
I know.
Don't embarrass me. Don't kiss me in front of other people, Pop. Enough.
Oh, I know. But I can't hold him, but he loves to be pet.
Oh, God bless him.
I can't hold him. Yeah, I wish I could, but I can't.
So you called about a year ago. I'm trying to think of what I want to send you. You know what? I got a brand new product from my friends at Lucy Pet. It's called, I don't know if I'm going to, do I want to send it to Mamaroneck or not? I don't know. I've got to make up my mind. It's called Kitty Lickies. I'm going to put you.
Oh, yes.
I'm putting you on hold, and the lovely Keith, it is hard to say the lovely Keith, but I will. Keith will get your name and address, and I will be sending, or Lucy Peck will be sending you Kitty Lickies. You'll hear me do a commercial for them later. If you have a cat, let me tell you, Kitty Lickies are exactly what you want to have in the cupboard. 877-725-8255, the phone number, the question of the day, do you know what your pets are thinking? I want to know. Let's go to Denise in Alhambra. Hey, Denise, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hello, Warren. Good afternoon.
How you doing today?
I'm doing relatively fine. This is the first time calling to your...
Well, welcome.
And I hear, though, I do hear you locally in California, and you always announce the phone number, and I said, oh, let me call today.
And it's your lucky day. Your lucky day, Denise.
Thank you so much. A quick question or a comment, rather, about, you know, Father's Day. I grew up in the 60s, and my father, honestly, was probably not much of a pet person because he came from Italy, from Rome, and he wasn't raised with animals, but it, you know, when he had the seven of us, I'm number four of seven siblings.
Wow.
My mom was definitely raised with animals, so that equation quickly changed. But I do want to just kind of relate a story about a Saint Bernard that my family acquired via my brother's friend's family, who originally had the dog and couldn't keep it.
Oh, so now your family got the dog. I don't want to run out of time. So your family got the dog.
Yes, we ended up with the Saint Bernard, and I remember we had a red VW bus, and we were on an outing in a local beach in the Long Beach area known as Belmont Shore. And at the end of our outing, my dad was totally exhausted. I guess we had the dog with us, too. And I might be getting the details, and maybe the siblings who like to listen to will call in and say, no, you got the story all wrong. But this is the way I remembered it. And my dad was so exhausted, and he's in his beach trunks, and, you know, there's the part of the back. He hopped on over, and he fell asleep with the St. Bernard dog. And I don't know if we still have that picture. If we do, it'd be a nice one to post up, but that was the quick story.
And I guess he became as friendly as he possibly can. So what kind of pets do you have now, Denise?
Well, I have a lot of, I foster, and right now I have mostly little guys, Chihuahua mixes, and I have some cats, and, you know, another, you know, I've got these three puppies that are rescue group. I'm not really on Facebook, but some of the members are, and they brought this mother and her, originally it was eight puppies, but unfortunately, only three survived.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you have that group that you work with, have them contact me at mail@thepetshow.com, just mail@thepetshow.com, and maybe we can help them out. I got to move on a little bit, but I want to put you on hold. I do want to send you something, even though you don't have any pets at the moment. So let's put Denise on hold. Let's send her a T-shirt that says, none of my friends walk upright, and I do appreciate that phone call. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. The results are in. My brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements are taking over, and dogs and cats all over American Canada are thrilled. Let's face it, when your name is on the label, and mine is, your reputation is really on the line. My brand new 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplements for your dogs and cats, listen to what I've done. I've added glucosamine. I've added chondroitin, so your dogs and cats will have the healthiest and strongest bones, hips, and joints. My brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplement has now both prebiotics as well as probiotics. What does that mean? Your dogs and cats will have the healthiest gut and the best digestion ever. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 is now boosted with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. I've added omega 3, 6, and 9 along with lecithin. And listen to me, there's nothing better for skin and coat than lecithin. Help prevent excessive shedding, no more dry skin, no more bare spots, itching gone, hairballs just about a thing of the past. And Hugs and Kisses is rich in antioxidants. and I'm so caring about your pets. Listen, there's no wheat, there's no corn, there's no soy, the most common dog and cat allergens. So if you love your dogs and cats the way I think you do, then they should be getting my brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats every day. They're available now at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com. They're available at Wish.com, or go directly to my website. You're going to love the website anyway, thepetshow.com. Or if you'd rather speak to my assistant, Julie, give Julie a call. This is my office phone number, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word hugs. Hugs and Kisses, brand new 4-in-1, now available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, ThePetShow.com, or call my office at 1-800-430 and the word hugs. You'll be happier, and your dog and cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
On Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Certainly do love dogs. We are back on the Pet Show on this Father's Day weekend. Great time to give me a call. Just a reminder that everyone that calls in will get a great gift for their dog or cat if they get through to me live. I'll be giving away the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements, Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, Lucy Pet Food, Arthrosuit Gold for hips and joints, those amazing t-shirts that say, "None of my friends walk upright," copies of my best-selling behavior books, either dog or cat, and hemp seed oil as well. Excuse me, everyone that calls and gets with me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat, so it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, everyone that calls in and gets with me live will get a great gift for their best friend. The question of the day is, do you believe you have an idea or know what your dog or cat is thinking, or vice versa? Do you believe your dog or cat knows what you're thinking? Think about dinner around your dog or cat. See how they react. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about whether or not you can read your pet's mind or vice versa, and also going to take a look at why cats really need. A lot of people don't understand the reason. Again, the number 877-725-8255. And I'd also love to hear from you, some of you guys as well, about your fathers. It's Father's Day. My father was a World War II hero. He spent 5.5 years in New Guinea, Purple Heart recipient, many other awards. Just a great guy. I grew up in the auto body and fender business. When I was growing up, if something broke down in the house, you didn't call a plumber, you didn't call an electrician, you didn't call a gardener. My father would make me work with him on it. I remember one day my mother saying, hey Charlie, we need a barbecue. And he said, we're not buying one. He went out, bought a bunch of bricks, and built a barbecue in the backyard. Was not the biggest animal lover, as I remember as a kid, but then turned into an amazing, amazing animal person. So I'd love to hear about your father's relationship or your relationship with your dad and animals. Great time to give me a call. I'll send you a great gift, 877-725-8255. Let me take another quick call right now, and we are going to, let's go to Guy. Hey, Guy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Guy. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Listen, you know, I have a problem with a cat. My cat, she doesn't go in the litter box. She's 2 months old, and she's going all over the floor in my house, and I'm, you know, naturally I have to clean it all up, but how can I get her to go in the litter box?
What I want you to do is I want you to save some of her poop. I want you to dab up a little bit of her urine on a paper towel. I want you to confine her in an area where you can. Put the litter box in there and underneath the litter. I want you to put a little bit of the poop. I want you to put a little bit of her urine on the paper towels, and that will get her to go. In the other areas where she's going, make sure you clean up with a good stain and odor remover. But once she sees that the poop in the litter box is hers and the urine in the litter box is hers, she will get the idea. That's where you need to be right now, guys. Give it a shot for a couple of weeks. If it doesn't work, call me back. I'm also going to put you on hold and send you, for your cat, some Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. I think that's going to make a major difference as well. So remember, confine her in an area, put some of her poop under the Cat's Incredible Litter, a little bit of her urine smell on a paper towel, and I guarantee you, once again, you'll be walking around the house barefoot. Hey, we got an open line or two, which is pretty rare, so it's a great time to give me a call. Great stuff to give away, 877-725. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Smelly cat, it's not your fault.
Back to the chorus, everybody.
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, it's not your fault.
A smelly cat.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
To celebrate the Papa Bear in your life, the popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports 2 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more, earn more, Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Pet Show, I'm not giving away biscuits here, folks. Any of the items worth 25, 35, 40 bucks and even more. So if you get through to me live on the air, I will be sending it to you. You can tell your dog you bought it or your cat. You don't have to tell them I sent it to you. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer my question of the day, do you know what your dog or cat is thinking? Or better yet, do you believe your dog or cat knows what you're thinking? Give me a call. Let me know. A great gift will be on its way for your best friend, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Mike had to take a call, so this is his wife, Kim.
I was just going to say, it doesn't sound like Mike to me. Hey, Kim, how are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Warren.
It's my pleasure. How can I help you today?
So my son, we adopted a nine-month-old beagle from the SPCA, and since we've had him, he constantly itches, and he has red rash on his belly, under his, like, legs, like in the, I guess you would say, like, armpit area.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had allergy testing done, and he came back allergic to a lot of things, so the veterinarian put him on Royal Canine kangaroo-based food. We tried salmon oil, krill oil, everything, and the baby still itches.
Okay. Now, I don't know exactly what the vet found specifically in terms of what he was allergic to, but they can be allergic to a lot of things. Sometimes it's a mixture of a lot of things. There's a couple of things that I can do. There are some great products on the market specifically for that. Now, he has an oily coat. Did the vet put him on the diet? Yeah, the vet put him on the diet how long ago?
It's only been about 2 weeks.
And
that
you've noticed, have you, any change?
Maybe a little bit better, but not a ton. But okay. Yet I know he has to go a while before it gets out of his system, everything.
Yeah, but you're saying he's allergic to a lot of things. So if he's changing the food, what other things besides food is the dog allergic to?
Well, he was allergic to chicken byproducts. He was allergic to certain birds, certain types of grass. He's allergic to a lot of things.
Has your vet recommended any type of allergy shot for the dog?
Well, he was doing the catty shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that honestly didn't help much. And my son bought an all-natural roll-on cream for his skin. That seems to help a little bit, but he still itches and he still gets really red.
A couple of things, and this is nothing against your veterinarian, but if you went to your doctor and the doctor said, try this, and you've been trying it, and it's helping a little bit, but you're not getting the results, you would want to get a second opinion. Have you considered going to a veterinary dermatologist?
Well, that's what I told my son today. I said we may need to take him to a veterinarian dermatologist.
Yeah, the reason I say that is it may cost a drop more up front, but you're going to get a quicker result, which can resolve a lot of issues. So it's nothing against your regular vet, but no one's omnipotent. And if you're dealing with something specific like an allergy, going to a veterinary dermatologist would be the way to go. Now, I would send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements, and let me tell you, that would cure the dog. There's nothing better for the dog than Hugs and Kisses with the biotin and the natural lecithin, but I'm not sure exactly everything your dog is allergic to. So let me do this instead. One of the things I'd like you to do is I'd like you to get a second opinion from a veterinary dermatologist. But in the meantime, I've been hearing incredible success with dry skin from a product called hemp seed oil. So what I'd like to do is send you some hemp seed oil specifically made for allergies. It's a great product.
Okay.
It's made within a 40-minute ride of my house in beautiful Temecula, California, by a company called NatureVet. If you want to check it out, you can. You can go to naturevet.com, N-A-T-U-R-V-E-T.com. Some hemp seed oil specifically made for allergies. I'm going to send it to you. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks. Let me know how you're doing, because I also want to hear how the dog's reacting to going to a veterinary dermatologist as well. And that goes for a lot of people out there. A lot of people don't realize you're not hurting your vet's feeling by saying, hey, listen, can you recommend a specialist for me, or should I see a specialist? Any vet that says, you know, you don't need to see a specialist means that maybe it's time to reconsider their vet. So I would definitely look out for a veterinary dermatologist. If you can't find one, if you go online to Florida Veterinary Medical Association, I'm sure they would have a list of people that practice dermatology in your area.
Does it go along with him having a really bad smell, or is that just the beagle?
No. That's not the beagle. It's probably something with the skin being really oily and moist. That's probably the smell is probably coming from the skin itself.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help so much, and I hope you have a great Father's Day.
But you're going to remember to call me back and let me know, though, right?
Oh, we absolutely will.
All right. Listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. And the lovely Keith is, we're going to send you some NatureVet hemp seed oil specifically made for allergies. Hey, great time to give me a call. I got to take a break. This is the best time to get through. Still got lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, Cat's Incredible Litter, Lucy Pet Food, T-shirts, books. 877-725-8255. I'd love to hear from some more people in terms of whether or not they understand or they believe that their dog or cat understands what they're thinking or vice versa. Give me a call. I'll send you a gift. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get to a quick break, then right back at you. You guys are listening to The Pet Show. What does that tell me? It tells me that you love animals and have hearts of gold. And if your hearts of gold are as big as I know they are, here's where I'm asking for your help. You know, I've known about Delta Rescue for over 40 years. And they could have never been able to do and continue doing the amazing work that they do every single day without you, my listeners, and your incredible support. My good friend Leo Grillo, who I consider an extreme rescue hero, and by the way, Delta's founder, says if you can, please help them out. Put some of your lifetime's work into helping their over 1,500, that's 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses, all there now into the future. That's why Denise, my wife, and myself have decided to personally make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in our own estate planning. Here's why. A bequest to Delta Rescue will actually make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits. Like any good parent, Leo needs to make sure, he needs to assure that every one of the animals he rescued from the deserts, the streets, the forests, the woods, all across America, never have to worry again, and take it from me, they don't. Delta Rescue, and this is important by the way, is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are hard at work. Even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, horses happy, safe, and I'll say it, loved. Yeah, loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. DeltaRescue.org. See how these throwaway pets were in fact rescued and how they're doing. Then give them a call. Here's their phone number. Write it down. 661-269-4010. 661-269-4010, or log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. You, my listeners, will keep those smiles on all these rescued dogs, cats, and horses' faces by making a donation or your estate planning. So log on to DeltaRescue.org, DeltaRescue.org. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm gonna tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and Kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available at Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint, and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Ah, Calypso Dog, been there, done that. Hey, great time to give me a call. I got lots of great stuff to give away. Some of the items I thought to give away were $35, $45, $50. If you have a question about your pet or just want to ask me a question, or you just want to share whether or not you believe your dog or cats know what you're thinking or vice versa, or want to share any story about a relationship you might have had growing up and your father's relationship with their pets, that's what today's show is about. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. I do have an open line, which is pretty, pretty rare for the Pet Show. So if you've been waiting or couldn't get through, now's a great time to call me, 877-725-8255, the phone number. And do you really think that your dog or cat knows what you're thinking? I believe mine do, but what about yours? Give me a call. Let me know. But right now, let's go to my friend Jack. Hey, Jack, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, how are you doing, Warren?
I could not be better, Jack. What can I do for you?
Great. Hey, I seem to get caught. Oh, by the way, my dog does know what I'm thinking.
Oh, you really think he does, right?
Yeah, he just looks at me and rolls his eyes and wonders, what in the world am I doing that for? What a waste of time. I rescued a cat, and it was stuck between a wall. It's about an eight-week-old kitten. And I don't think it ever moved in its life. The mother was feeding it behind the wall, and she disappeared. And we got the cat out, and it looks like it's got a stomach is like a balloon, and its back legs weren't working. It would just drag him. So I've been working with him a little bit now. I finally got him to stand, do a shaky stand-up. And the vet managed to get me in for about 15 minutes and gave me some Mupifosin, something like that, and Clavamox, and a little cream to run on his backside because it's a little swollen.
Has your vet recommended or anyone recommended, you know, when we're kind of like that and we haven't moved, we need physical therapy, has anyone recommended some animal therapist to you? You know, there are therapy places all over the country now that work specifically on situations like yours. There's hydrotherapy starting out with water. There's acupuncture. Acupressure, this cold laser therapy. I would see if you can find in your area, Jack, an animal or a dog or a cat rehab center. I've seen miracles at these places. Ask your vet to recommend one, and these are trained veterinary technicians that know how to maneuver the cat's body the way it should be maneuvered to build up the strength, to build up the muscles, so eventually he can walk and act like a normal cat, and he absolutely will. But you need to contact or get your vet to recommend or go online and find one in your area. Check out their references. I have seen miracles come out of pet rehabilitation centers.
Yeah, I'll try doing that. See if I can find somebody. The problem I have right now is she is kind of backed up, and I got some lax hair from the Walgreens, and I can't seem to get her to go.
Okay, what you need to do, if your cat is stuffed up and she's backed up like that, you need to get her to the vet right away. That can be very, very dangerous.
Really?
A lot of toxins. Absolutely. So get her to the vet right away. He might use an infant glycerol suppository, but you do have to get the cat to go, because if they're backed up like that, it's not healthy at all.
Yeah, I'll do that Monday, I guess. Do that. Try to keep her going.
There you go, Jack. And because you're such a great guy rescuing this cat, I want you to keep me posted. But let's put Jack on hold. Jack, I'm sending you my brand-new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats for your cat. Will help with the digestion once we get her back in shape. And I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Richard, don't go anywhere. 877-725-8255. Still got plenty of time for your calls. We got a whole other hour to go. Lots of great stuff to give away. In fact, the best gifts are still here. So it's a great time to call me. 877-725-8255. Now, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food now for quite a while. You know it's the food I feed my own rescues, Molly and Willie. But it's also being fed by rescues, humane organizations, police departments, even the FBI. And let me tell you, everyone I know that started using the Lucy pet food has been absolutely amazed. In fact, it has that incredible prebiotic formula which helps the probiotics. There's not a better food on the market. So I don't want you to take my word alone, although you should. I want you to hear from one of my listeners. Here's what they had to say.
I have a comment about Lucy, but I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy, but I thought I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing, so my husband said, just order it, and we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better, and so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
I'm a believer. I get that every week. Warren, you made me a believer. You made me a believer. Why? Because it works. Lucy Pet Form is like pet food for your dogs or your cats. It's absolutely amazing. As I said, it's the food I feed my own pets. What better endorsement can I give you? Lucy Pet Food is now available at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. Lucy Pet Food is also available at Chewy.com. Or go to their website directly. Tell them Warren sent you. It's LucyPetFood.com. You can see all their foods there. LucyPetFood.com. So check it out at Amazon.com. Chewy.com or check out LucyPetFood.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Asthma inhaler available over the counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Are you experiencing financial hardship and finding yourself pressured of owing the IRS back taxes? The experienced professionals at Allied Tax Relief can relieve you from IRS collections. Most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Marie, a pleased client of Allied Tax Relief.
My hours were cut in half at work, and the IRS was threatening to collect $27,000 I owed them. I contacted Allied Tax Relief for help. They were able to put a stop to the IRS collections. Once they negotiated my debt, I walked away paying only $700 to the IRS.
Especially during these times of need, Allied Tax Relief is able to negotiate various Fresh Start programs to relieve you of your IRS tax debt. Call Allied Tax Relief now, 800-755-1028 for a free consultation. Use this pandemic situation to your advantage. Now is the best time to get IRS forgiveness. Call today, 800-755-1028. This call could save you thousands. That's 800-755-1028, 800-755-1028.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Back on the Pet Show on his Father's Day weekend. My engineer Al just said, what was the most amount of animals you ever had in your home and how did your father react? I had like 5 or 10 stray dogs in the garage. I had rats, snakes, lizards, Madagascar hissing cockroaches, all in my bedroom. And so Al said, how did your father let you keep all these animals? And I said, I named them all after him. My father's name was Charlie. So there was Chuck, there was Charlie, there was Chess, there were all these names. That was the way I was able to keep all of those animals. And my parents were pretty good about it. The greatest part about it, though, is no one, my grandparents, my sister, my mother, my father, no one would ever go in my room. They were afraid to. Hey, hold on there. Douglas, Jack, Richard, Kaylee, and Danny, we got plenty of time. Quick break for the top of the hour. Then to all your phone calls, lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein on this Father's Day, and yes, you're listening to The Pet Show.
Together on a planet of the sun.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.